just pause there, Alan, if you'd like to continue.
Yes. Toten itself was a little bit isolated, really, it was. To approach from Long Eaton, of course, you had a good mile walk down what we used to call the Black Pad. And if you approached it from the College Street area, of course, you had to come over the canal. And also, you used to come over the Erewash River. And over the Erewash River was a very small bridge where the width of one person could walk across. And it was not unknown for people to, as it did happen to me once, where as I approached the bridge, there was a cow on the bridge. And we had to back him off before we could get to work. And also, from Stapleford, there was Sandyacre, and the station was a little walk down the path to the depot, and people that worked at Toten came from all over the area, from Long Eaton, Shawley, Ilkeston, Stapleford, Sandyacre, from all over the place. In those days, I think, if I remember right, there was somewhere on a 24-hour period, there was an allocation to the depot of about 500 men, which included cleaners, firemen, drivers, guards, all the ancillary staff, the shed labourers, as we used to call them. We used to, because there was a lot of labouring work attached to a steam depot, because when the locomotives did come eventually onto the loco, of course the fire had to be taken out of them, and all the ash into an ash pit, and then the ash used to be into a wagon, and then a lot of dirty work attached to it. But there was quite a few people worked there.